in voluntary sale, you have such a contentment spiritually, then in your mood there, in a tea room, then you felt that you were feeling some sort of perfect perfection, then I'm sure you were in such a mood to think that, oh, I feel like really elevated, then there's nothing anymore, more than this, I do not expect anything, that's enough to feel, that's enough with elegancy, elegancy as virtue. You don't expect anything anymore. Maybe there's something that you don't wish to get anymore. You don't wish to get anything anymore. This is telling about that the perfection of beauty. Usually people wish to have some more. Already people have something nice, then out of their greed to get some more, or I'd like to get some more. They are not satisfied with what they have now, then I don't say it is the beauty of elegancy. That's really a human greed, and there's no end in human greed. And in your case, last time you experienced that exactly, you felt, I don't need anything anymore, that's enough. I feel spiritually satisfied. That's a beautiful spiritual state. You don't wish to get any more. You feel that's enough. It is a stage to feel. It's not a stage to say. So that's why you can express such a wonderfulness by words. It's such a stage is to feel. You can express it by description. That's a stage, how people feel. And that you can express anything by your language. It is really a matter of feeling. Elegancy, beauty, and profundity, especially profundity of tea ceremony, surpasses description. You can describe anything. That's a thing. This is a matter of feeling. We have similar value close to the concept of subtle and profound. Subtle and profound as a yugen. And then the subtle. Profound as a yugen, I think I can see beauty of silence without speaking anything. You do feel something elegant. This is also part of profundity of Japanese culture too.